Hello everyone, this is Metropolis Days, and in today's video, we will be talking about when we can expect Kingdom Hearts 4 to release. So Kingdom Hearts 3 released in January 25th, 2019, due somewhat of an acclaim. Of course, it wasn't the grand adventure perfect game that everyone wanted. It wasn't Kingdom Hearts 2, it was Kingdom Hearts 3. Without getting into all the details, it wasn't a perfect sequel by any means, but the fact that it took so many years just for us to get another numbered sequel from Kingdom Hearts 1, Kingdom Hearts 2, and Kingdom Hearts 3, I think the wait was long enough. Now, I know for a fact that Kingdom Hearts 3 sold well, and while it wasn't, you know, the perfect game that everyone wanted, it still did very well and was a success. So of course, it'd be crazy if they didn't end up making another game for the series, if it's another numbered game, like 358 over 2 days, or Birth by Sleep, or something similar to those. Now, when I believe we will see Kingdom Hearts 4 or some other sequel spinoff that is similar to that is most likely in 2022. What's kind of interesting right now is that the creator of Kingdom Hearts, Tetsuya Nomura, is releasing a remake of another game that he made called The World Ends With You, which some of the characters were in one of the other Kingdom Hearts games. I believe it was Dream Drop Distance. Some of the main characters and side characters were in that game as NPCs in Twilight Town at the beginning. I haven't played the game in a while, so my memory is a little hazy, but I believe that those characters were in there at least as a little nod to the game that he had made all the way back on the Nintendo DS, and is now being re-released and remade on the PlayStation 4 and the like. But what a perfect time to, after this remake is done this year, you can announce Kingdom Hearts 4 at next E3, and then perfectly segue into releasing it the following year, or maybe even the year after that. And considering we just got Melody of Memory right after Kingdom Hearts 3, it's a little telling that, you know, they're still working on the series. Yes, I know they were working on Melody of Memory all during Kingdom Hearts 3, so that's why it released so soon after. And it is a rhythm game rather than a full-blown, like, spin-off sequel, so I'll give it some credit as to why it released so fast. If you just take out Melody of Memory as a side game and you just leave it as a side game and don't count it as a main game released, it's been 2 years since a game in the series, and of course, we're all definitely used to waiting for this franchise. But seeing anything resembling Kingdom Hearts 4, or resembling a Kingdom Hearts game in general in 2022 at E3 or some other time to be announced, would be great, as people are moving on from playing Critical Mode on Kingdom Hearts 3 and they want a new challenge. After they beat Melody of Memory, they want a new game to play, and what perfect time to release it or show it off so people will get hyped for it for 2023. 3 is another Kingdom Hearts game, another full-blown RPG action game that you can play, and to just not let it stagnate and let people forget about it. But all in all, to sum up this video, I believe that Kingdom Hearts 4 or some other sequel will be released in 2022, if not shown or teased in some way, considering it's been 2 years since Kingdom Hearts 3, it's been 1 year since Melody of Memory, and it's going to be next year since The World Ends With You remake, since that was by the same creator as Kingdom Hearts. Now, if you guys did enjoy this video and you want to see more content like this, you can leave a like, and if you're feeling up to it, you can even possibly give me a subscribe, and let me know down in the comments when you think Kingdom Hearts 4 will be released. And I will see you all next time.